Check, mic check. An awareness of courtesy and etiquette can give you a competitive edge in the job market. Etiquette and goodwill efforts may seem out of place in today's fast-paced offices. However, when two candidates have equal qualification, the one who appears to be more polished and professional is more likely to be hired and promoted. Here are some tips on how to project professionalism when you communicate. Speech habits include uptalk, a sing-song speech pattern, making sentences sound like questions, using like as a filler, slang, and poor grammar or profanity. Recognize that your credibility can be seriously damaged by sounding uneducated, crude, or adolescent. Unprofessional email habits are messages with incomplete sentences, misspelled words, exclamation points, IM slang, and mindless chatter. These all signal that you don't care, don't know, or aren't smart enough to know what is correct. Employers like to see subject, verbs, and punctuation marks. They dislike IM abbreviations. They value conciseness and correct spelling, even in brief email messages and text. Email addresses such as hotbabe@outlook.com or snazzykitty@yahoo.com are unprofessional. Email addresses should include a name or a positive, business-like expression. They should not sound cute or like a chat room nickname. An outgoing message with strident background music, weird sounds, or a joke are unprofessional. Instead, recognize an outgoing message that states your name. Instead, record an outgoing message that states your name, phone number, and provide instructions for leaving a message. Soap operas, thunderous music, or TV football game playing noisily in the background when you are answering the phone is unprofessional. Be sure to have a quiet background when you answer the telephone, especially if you are expecting a call from a prospective employer. Using electronics during business meetings for unrelated purposes or during conversations with fellow employees, raising your voice like yelling, cell yell, is unprofessional. Turn your cell phone notification off. Turn your phone and message notification off during meetings and only use your smartphone devices for meeting related. Be sure to turn your phone messaging off during meetings and only use your smartphone devices for meetings when it's related. Turn your cell phone off. Why can't I say this? Turn off your message notification during meetings and only use your smartphone at a meeting when it's important. That's not right either. I'm so sorry. I should have wrote this out better. Turn your cell phone message notification off during meetings. Lastly, sending and receiving text message during meetings or allowing text message. I'm sorry, I'm not talking good today. Turn your cell phone and message notification off during meetings. Lastly, sending and receiving text messages during meetings is unprofessional. Instead, send appropriate text message only when necessary, perhaps when a cell phone call would disrupt others. Turn your cell phone and message notification off during meetings. Lastly, sending and receiving text message during a meeting is unprofessional. Only send appropriate business text when necessary. I did it!